Okay, so we are here with Laura Pahoulis. I'm saying that correctly, right?
Because
we both learned that, you know, your husband's Greek. I'm a little bit Greek, but I still can't pronounce anything. And I'm so sorry. But Laura Pahoulis, she is from Control Alt Delete. And it's funny, on our show on Mix 96.9, we do this Good Human Award every month. And Laura, you were the recipient of it this week. And I was so touched by your story and your organization. I wanted to have a further conversation with you, so thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Now, let's talk about Control Alt Delete. This is a an organization that you have taken on. It's your life's work now, I would assume, right?
That's
a good way to say it. Yeah. So just tell me how this started for you and what you guys do.
Well, I've worked in the nonprofit sector for a lot of years now. And when I left my last paying job as a director of a local nonprofit here in the Valley, I was going to be a stay-at-home grandma. And that didn't work out because my daughter moved down to southern Arizona. And my husband said to me, instead of going to work for another nonprofit, why don't you found your own? And I tossed that idea around for a little bit and decided, okay, I'm going to try this. I had worked in a lot of different human service sectors, from the unsheltered to food insecure to kids in foster care. And domestic violence touched every piece of that, every facet of every human service industry I worked in sector. So I knew there was a need to help people in domestic violence situations. And as a survivor of domestic violence myself, I knew firsthand the struggles of actually escaping.
Yes.
So I started looking at what agencies and help there were available to survivors that when they needed to escape. Because there's a lot of really great agencies that help after they've escaped.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find any that helped them actually flee.
Where you come in, like you said, there are services out there that will help you afterwards. Like, you're trying to get the people out of these situations.
Exactly. Right there in that most vulnerable time of need when they're trying to flee. When they need to get out because it's life-threatening, because they know they just can't take anymore. So that's that was the idea for my nonprofit, was to help in that immediate time of need, a crisis response. And I sat down at my computer. I had a really old laptop from the early 2000s. And was writing out my business plan, sort of outlining my vision for how I thought the agency would work and how I would get funding and all of that good stuff. And just finishing up the business, business plan, and my laptop froze. Everything I had done seemed to be gone. Had that blue screen. And I pressed Control Alt Delete, and that was an epiphany right there, that sometimes you need to reset your life just like I reset my computer. And that's how the name came to be.
That's a great story, because you coming in and the subject matter that you're dealing with and why this was named, that charity was named that, I was like, I wonder where the computer terminology came in. That's quite a moment. That's quite an epiphany.
It really was. And it's actually worked out so well, and for a lot of different reasons. So if an abuser sees Control Alt Delete on a cell phone or a browser history or anything like that, they're thinking a technology thing.
Sure.
They're not thinking that the survivor is actually trying to escape.
Okay.
So it's really been beneficial having that as a name. And my background is actually in technology. It's not in human services at all, other than working in the nonprofit field that I have. So that worked out really well. My vision was we would help one time, I believe, in empowering, not enabling.
Yes.
And having worked in many other nonprofits, I saw some really did enable people to continue to use the services and stuff. And I wanted to be different than that.
Yeah.
So I took everything I learned from all the different nonprofits and put them together in Control Alt Delete. Founded it on September 2nd, 2019. So we're approaching our 5-year anniversary.
Congrats.
September. I know. It's hard to believe it's been 5 years almost. And in that time frame, so not quite 5 years, we have facilitated 25,166 escapes from domestic violence.
That's a lot in a short amount of time.
It really is. I knew there was a need for Control Alt Delete. I didn't realize how great that need was going to be. And in that number of escapes, that included 48,242 children.
And is this just in the Valley?
No, Arizona is the key.
Okay.
Okay. So we help all of Arizona. If someone is escaping and staying in Arizona, we're going to help them. If someone is escaping but going to another state, we're going to help them get to that state.
Okay.
If someone from another state is coming to Arizona to escape, we're going to help them as well. So we've helped in all 50 states, Canada and Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so what does the process for having someone escape, or you facilitating that, what does that entail?
So that's a really great question. We have a referral process where if someone is in a situation that needs to escape, they need to contact the police, a prosecutor, a victim advocate, someone in one of those type of industries to reach out to Control-Alt-Delete on their behalf.
Okay.
When I originally set the business plan up, that we didn't have that referral process in place. And I learned really, really fast that we needed to have that because I was overwhelmed with requests for help that didn't fall within the scope of our mission. So this sort of vets that and also confirms that there is an actual real need for the services. So they, especially the survivors that have children, it's really important that everything is documented.
Mm-hmm.
In a moment of panic, you may want to just put your kids in the car and just go to your safe place. But if you haven't documented it with the police, a prosecutor,
yeah,
you could wind up in a lot of trouble for that.
Absolutely.
So how it works is those advocates, the prosecutors, the police, fire, crisis response, they reach out to me on behalf of the survivor and let me know what services are needed and how we can help them get to their safety, whatever that looks like.
Obviously, this is something you started in 2019, but it kind of sounds like if it's, you know, this issue is so prevalent so many places, why isn't this part of law enforcement? Why is someone like you have to get involved and help in these situations?
Well, that is a really great question. And that is something I found. The police departments can help transport a survivor within their city or county limits.
Okay.
And one thing the science shows behind all this is that if a survivor can get to their support network, there is a far less likelihood of them returning to the abuser. And the national statistic is a survivor will leave 7 times before staying gone for good. So
wow.
If we can change that and get them to their support system, their network, there's such a less likelihood of them returning. In fact, we have a 97% success rate of survivors not returning to their abusers, which is pretty powerful. Okay, so the police can't do it because of financial and geographical constraints.
Okay.
A lot of the large nonprofits, especially here in the Phoenix metro area that serve the domestic violence population, come to Control-Alt-Delete because they are state and federally funded and they have geographical and demographic specifics that they have to serve. And we don't have that. We are not state or federally funded at all.
Mm-hmm.
Do not ask for or track any demographic information. So we can help a survivor get from here to wherever they need to go without worrying about, this funding came from Tempe, so it has to stay in Tempe.
Yes. If someone were to want to get involved into your organization, what types of things can they get involved with? Because what you're doing, I mean, I could be wrong, but it does kind of sound potentially dangerous when you're dealing with an abuser and a victim. So how can someone get together maybe previous with the emotional support of getting out or after the fact?
We have a lot of our survivors that we've helped do want to come and help. And our community wants to support us too. The best way to help Control-Alt-Delete is fundraising. Mm-hmm. We're a small nonprofit. We're 100% volunteer run. So every dollar, $1 of every dollar helps with escapes. Any fundraising, but also collecting items. So we give every survivor that we come in contact with, I call it a bin, which is a basic immediate need bin full of hygiene items and essentials. So we have our community collect hygiene items. We have our community collect tennis shoes because you would not believe how often a survivor leaves barefoot.
Wow.
And imagine, 115 degrees in Phoenix walking on the sidewalk to escape and without shoes. So
yeah.
We collect tennis shoes and the hygiene items and some safety items. So the best way to get involved is to help collect those things for the nonprofit.
What is your ultimate, obviously your goal is what you're doing, but is there a number or is there a wish you have with this organization for the future?
I really wish we didn't have to have Arizona as the key component. I wish we could help everyone that could escape. And that's a funding thing. So,
yeah.
Without that you know, enough funding to come in to cover all the states. We have to keep that component to Arizona. But if eventually we could take that off and help anyone that has the need, that would be a very powerful tool.
What did you say, 25,000?
25,166.
That's just bananas. But is there a success story that really sticks out in your mind? Maybe someone was in a really bad situation and it's just something you think about every day?
Absolutely. When I decided to pick, well, there's a lot of reasons, but, and I have 25,166 stories I could tell you. But,
yeah.
But there's a woman that I've known for years that I've known has been in a domestic violence situation. And for years, literally years, I've talked to her about, I'm here to help if you need help escaping. And it has to be at the right time for the survivor when they feel safe enough to leave. Recently, about 3 months ago, everything escalated and blew up, which it can happen in a drop of, you know, just so fast. And she reached out and said, how do I get out of here? Or how do I get him out of here was the thing, because she owned her home and didn't want to leave. And who can blame her? So
yeah,
I talked her through going to the prosecutor's office and getting an order of protection against him. And she did that. She took her kids and went and got an order of protection against him for all of them. And then we had our locksmith that we use go out and change all the locks on the house so that the abuser can't just use the key to walk right back in. And we helped with the security camera system. So a few nights after that order of protection was served, the security camera system picked the abuser up at the house, caught him on camera, trying to get in. And the survivor was able to text the video to 911 of the abuser there at her property. The police came very quickly and they found weapons and duct tape and plastic sheeting and all kind of stuff in the car. So this literally saved their lives, all of them. So,
And I'm sure there are hundreds and hundreds of situations that maybe you don't even know about where that could have been a situation that would have happened without your intervention.
Oh, absolutely. We see it on the news all of the time. You know, the murder suicides. Guess what a murder suicide is?
Right,
domestic violence. Yeah.
Well, if someone wants to get involved, how do they reach out to you?
Our website is the best bet, and that's dvcontrolaltdelete.org.
It is a very good website, by the way. I went through it. Some are a little sketchy. And what's the significance with the color purple? I see purple shoes, purple Apple Watch, purple shirt.
Purple is the color that symbolizes domestic violence awareness.
Okay.
So pretty much everything, at one point my hair was purple. Everything is purple in my life.
I mean, this is your life, so yeah. I completely understand that. And what about social media channels?
We're at dv.ctrlaltdel. So just like the abbreviations on your keyboard, Control Alt Delete.
Well, I have a slow computer right next to me. The recording right now, and I have to use Control Alt Delete all the time. So you'll always be in my head.
Oh, good.
Well, Laura, thank you for coming in. It's a very admirable thing you're doing, and I know you put a lot of work into it, mainly because of your friend and the Good Human Award we talked the other day. And I just wish you the best of success.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.